the debate about gun control is revived every time a mass shooting occurs. Every side agrees that no one wants to see more gun deaths. We decided to call some of the most prominent social scientists who study guns in the United States to see if there was any consensus on the subject of how to reduce gun violence. We started by asking, is gun violence a problem in the United States? There was instant agreement.
An average American is not like 20% more likely to be killed with a gun or 50% more likely. They are 10 times more likely to be killed with a gun than in France or Australia, Canada.
Assault weapons are mainly used in mass shootings, but the most common gun deaths in this country aren't the high-profile massacre. They're deaths by handguns. And that brings us to the strong consensus on another issue. Gun rights advocates talk about this idea a lot. The only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. So we asked our experts, what do we know about the correlation between gun ownership and crime? They all told us, if you add a gun into any situation, the likelihood of it escalating goes way up. Is there one proposal, one practical proposal you would implement to reduce gun violence? Philip Cook answered first.
Yeah, one practical issue that we should be pursuing is to develop and introduce smart guns or personalized guns.
Matthew Miller's practical proposal doesn't require legislation. It's just a simple message to gun owners. Lock up your guns.